good to see my folk, my family, the Lees. Amen. Amen. Elder Lee. Amen. Evangelist Lee. We thank God for them. Elders in their own right. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Juanita Lee, I claim her as family. She say I look like her brother. And she remind me of my mama. Amen. We family. Galatians 5:22, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. If you look, the fourth one is long-suffering. Hallelujah. Colossians 1, you just look two books over. The third book behind Galatians will be Colossians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Colossians 1, verse 9 through 12, it says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful, there it is, in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, in harmony with his glorious power, for all patience and long suffering with joy, patience, and long suffering. Both of them are included in the same text, but often we interchange them. Oh, amen. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers in the inheritance of the saints in the light. The word of the Lord, it is blessed. We want to consider for a thought, and it's not going to be very long, I promise you. We want to consider for a thought, no a la carte menu. No a la carte menu. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. No a la carte menu. No a la carte menu. For those who don't know what a la carte is, it's a French word. And it literally means it's separate. When you get stuff a la carte, it's not a part of the menu itself. It's not a package. You can order it separately. You usually see this when you get sides. Sides are typically arranged a la carte. There's a separate price for the sides. You don't get a meal. You don't get pork chops, mashed potatoes, green beans, peas, tomatoes, ram, lamb. You don't get all that. That's in a meal. A la carte gives you each of those separately. And it has its own price. Today, I need you to understand, when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, you can't get it separately. A la carte gives you the freedom to pick and choose. A la carte gives you the freedom to say, well, I want this, but I don't want that. I'll take this, but I don't really like that. When it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, there is no a la carte menu. It's all or nothing. When we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, that fruit of the Spirit is listed so that we can wrap our head around the concept. They're not nine components. It's one fruit. It's one fruit. Ha! He says, he didn't say for the fruits of the Spirit are, for the fruit of the Spirit. You gotta read with understanding. You gotta read with a knowledge. It's so there's no a la carte. There's no picking and choosing when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you this. In the preparation of this, Chris, he's given us, and I thank God for you as well for allowing us. This was giving me a time to be a father, to help and support my son and my daughter in their pursuits. And so I had already gotten this. To be honest with you, this right here is material, research material, study material, just on long suffering. So I've had 3 weeks to deal with it. So I've been working on it. But I want to tell you, in preparation, I came across something and I couldn't go any further. I couldn't go any further. Just like you, I looked at their translations that interchange long suffering with patience. And I looked at that and I approached it from the patient side. Because patience is a good virtue. Everybody should have patience. But the original, the King James, what it was saying, it doesn't say patience. And I erroneously assumed that long suffering and patience were the same until I came to Colossians. They are not the same. Long suffering and patience are uniquely their own entities. And we miss the fullness of the potency and the power of the fruit of the Spirit if we assume the wrong understanding about one of the components. Long suffering is something that when Paul was writing this letter under the anointing of God, he said, for the fruit of the Spirit, how you know that the Spirit of God is being properly applied to your life is that not patience, but long suffering is one of the evidence. If we stopped at patience, we miss the full capability of God's power in our life when it comes to long suffering. Amen, amen. Okay, here it is. I'm gonna give it to you. It's gonna be real quick. Patience. It is defined. It comes from a Greek word which is a compound word. It comes from two words. The word is hypomone. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Comes from hypomone. The two words are hypo and monio or moneo. Hypo literally means under. Under. Moneo or mono. Yeah. It means to abide. So when he talks about patience, he says it means to abide or to remain under. To abide or to remain under the pressure, the struggle, the hard time, the hardship. Patience means you simply endure it. Boil down to its lowest common denominator, to this, its most simplest understanding. Patience simply means to endure. You go through a hard time, you just endure it. You grin and bear it. And when patience is the goal, your reward is that you endured it. And on the surface, it sounds like it's a good goal, but not when long suffering was what was prescribed. Long suffering, it also means to endure, but long suffering deals more with the behavior and the attitude and the heart's condition in the midst of the struggle. When long suffering is being admonished here as a fruit or a characteristic of God that He wants us to take on, he's not concerned with the fact that you made it through. He's more concerned with the fact that you made it through and you still kept looking like me. That you made it through and you still had my language.
that you made it through and you didn't taint your witness. He's not just concerned with you enduring the struggle, but he's concerned is that when the struggle is over, I can still see myself in you. Because let's be honest, there have been some people who've endured some stuff and some people who've gone through some stuff, but were nasty, hateful. You know some folk who went through some stuff, and what they went through was horrific, but they look more like what they went through than God. Amen. Up in here. There's some people and they brag about, I went through, I stood the test, but they nasty, they'll cuss you out. If you remind them of what they've been through, the room will get wavy and they'll go back. Because all they did was endure. All they did was made it through. And you got people celebrating the fact, I made it through, but you don't look like God on the other side of your through. Long suffering deals with, not only did you make it through, but you carried the gift. You protected the gift of my spirit as you went through. You went through a storm, but you didn't let the storm get in your boat. That's long suffering. Long suffering. It's a Greek word, two combinations. It's macrothumia. Macro means long. Thumia, it deals with its base word deals with wrath or fierceness. And although the thumos it can mean wrath or fierceness, its usage in the text it carries the idea of temper. So it means that you have a long temperament while you go through. That you don't have a short fuse. That you're not easily ticked off. That you don't lay your religion down. My grandmother used to say that a lot. Laying her religion down meant that she could put down the stuff that made that her hallelujah. She could put her hallelujah down. She could put her thank you Jesus down. She could put her shout down and roll up her sleeves and deal with you in the natural. And then go back and pick up her religion. Like it was an accessory or a component that she hooked on to herself. And that's really what religion is. It's a component of life. It's not your life. But when you have a relationship with God, you can't take it on and put it off when you feel like it. And long suffering deals with the fact that you have me, God says, and what you have of me is not tainted or polluted by what you go through. Now, both of them presuppose the fact that you're going to go through. Scripture lets us know, them that are godly shall suffer persecution. The scripture says, it says that man that's born of a woman is of a few days, and those days are full of trouble. The fact that when Adam sinned, the curses began to fall and rain in this dispensation, in this era. And so as the curses are falling all around us, God understands you're not going to be able to make it through life and not step in some trouble. But you gotta. What long suffering is designed to do is that the trouble you step in does not affect you to the place to where you no longer look like me. Is that making sense? So we have to stress long suffering and not patience. Even though patience is good to have, but you just don't want to endure. You want to look like God. You want to sound like God. You want to exhibit his characteristic not only through it, but on the other side of it. So you can see, and I just got to the when I looked at the definition, I said, I can't go no further without clarifying this. Patience is not one of the fruit. Even though translations and different versions of the Bible have interchanged it, it is not the same. God does not just want you to endure. He wants you to be victorious in it. He wants you to be victorious in your enduring. You hear people, how you doing? Child, I'm barely making it. How you do? Oh, it's a hard road to hoe, child. No, no, that God don't sound like that. That was a song we used to sing back in the old Baptist church. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. They sang that song with joy. And I hold to God his powerful hand. I'm climbing up, coming up, Jesus, on the rough. Yeah. This old race was a verse. Will soon be over. Soon there'll be no more race to run. But I must stand before God's throne. All my heartaches will be gone. I mean, and just joyously talking about, oh, it's a hard road to hoe. I'm climbing up. But you got to understand, the only way you can climb a mountain is that there be jagged places. You can't climb a smooth mountain. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You got it. You can't climb a smooth mountain. What I'm saying is they took great joy and great pleasure in the fact that it was a struggle. Which meant that the focus was on the struggle and not maintaining and holding the gift of God that was in you. Long suffering is the fruit that says, I want to make sure that what I put in you is not tainted by what's around you. And with my last few moments, I'm going to show you this example, and I hope it drives it home. I told you, I want Holy Spirit to say, we got to deal with this definition. Are you clear with the definition, the differences between patience and long suffering? See, we fight against long suffering. We choose patience over long suffering because suffering is in it. I mean, it defines itself almost, long suffering. And most of us don't want long suffering. Most of us don't want suffering at all, let alone long. So patience sounds good. But patience only gives you part of the victory. Okay, here's what I got. I need about 8 people. Give me 4 from over here. Give me 4 from over here. I don't care who you are. Miss Jackson, I want you to come up here since you're over here. Come on. Bless you. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's give a hand as they come on up. Come on, sir. Come on, Tony. Come on, Frank. All right. Okay, so here's what we do. I need 4 right here, and I need 4 on this side. Y'all face them. Y'all face them. Turn around, face them. Yeah. I need 1 more. Come on, Bill. Dollar Bill. Y'all, yeah, y'all face it. Y'all find, get you a partner. Here's what's gonna happen. Check this out. This is your life. This is our life. You're never gonna see Ziploc bags or Tupperware the same again. It's your life. And we all have a life. And for those who are coming to know God, now I tell you, I love a good croissant. A good butter croissant is life. A good butter croissant, my God. This is the gift. This is the good that God gives you. It's in your life. No doubt. It's in your life. He seals it. Now, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. These are trials. And your life is going to go through trial. Now, I need y'all to rough up
this life. Don't tear it up. Because I got to use it on the other end. So I need you to rough up the gift. The devil has designed trials to disrupt your life to the place that the gift that's in it is not usable any longer. So I want y'all to abuse this gift, make it unrecognizable. I'll meet you on the other end. Y'all put. Some of y'all been going through some stuff in your life. You got a gift in your life. You know God placed it in your life. And you're wondering, why am I going through what I'm going through? The devil knows also you got a gift in your life. And so he don't care about the gift. Because he understands if I get a hold to the, if the gift comes through the same way it came in, it's going to do something against the kingdom of darkness. Look at this. Don't look nothing like it was supposed to be. How you gonna make a sandwich out of this? This is what the devil is designing. He designs trouble to make the gift unrecognizable. And if your desire is just to endure, see, this may be why you got some nasty, hateful people in the pews, because they just want to endure. And now that they've endured, they don't know what to do with this gift that they know they had a gift, but their focus was just, let me just get through it. Let me just get through it. But no, God don't just want you to endure it. So this is your life and the gift in your life. Minus long suffering. This is your life and the gift of your life when you focus just on patience. All right. Now, this is your life. This is still your life. This is a gift. It's still a gift. But now, you're practicing patience. This your life. This your gift. But now you're practicing long suffering. This is long suffering. Ha! Same trials. You're going to try to beat up this life this time. Same trials. Same struggles, same pain, same hurt, same abuse. But now you understand that surviving is not my option. Surviving is not the goal. The goal in life is to make sure that the gift that God has placed in me is not affected by the trouble that I go through. And you can't get that with just being patient. You can't get that with patience. But when you learn how to endure the hardness as a good soldier, when you learn how to take a licking and keep on ticking and still look like God, the same gift that went through the same trouble, but because you now understand that God gets no victory if I'm broke up. God gets no victory if I'm bitter. God gets no victory if after the trial I look like the stuff I've been through. God gets no victory if after the painful divorce I'm bitter and nasty and mad and don't trust no other man or no other woman. God gets no victory. But when long suffering is applied to your life, the gift you started with is still useful on the other end. How many gifts in here done been through trouble, been through heartache, been through trial, been through adversity, and you're wondering, how am I going to get it through the other side? God says, I need you not just to endure, but I need you to endure with the desire to be useful on the other end. Some of us just want to get through. And I understand that. I understand you just want to get through. I just want it to be over. I just want to go back to normal. Listen, your life was forever ruined for normal when Jesus came in your life. What does that mean, Pastor? I will do exceeding abundantly above all you ever ask or think, or your life was forever ruined for normal. You're a king's kid. You're supposed to stand out. And the devil knows it. But he can't do. Listen, look at this. Even though he troubled the gift, he can never take the gift from you. He can never take it. Long suffering is what's necessary for the gift in your life to remain the useful gift on the other side of your trouble. We're going to go through some hard times. We can't avoid it. We're going to go through some hellish situations. You can't avoid it. But this fruit that we're talking about is designed to keep you in the middle of it. Ain't just for a shout. It ain't just for a goosebump. It's to hold on to the gift. Because you know what? Somebody needs this gift that's in you. Can't nobody work with crumbs. Can't nobody work with that. Somebody needs the gift that's in you. And the devil is counting on you just being content with patience. When long suffering was the order of the day. If you got that, give God a hand of praise. If you got that, give him a hand of praise. Thank y'all. Thank you, ma'am. Real quick. I need those in this room who recognize. And let me tell you this. Don't let the word long suffering discourage you. Really, long suffering, only the strong can carry that. So if God has prescribed that to you, he already knows how strong you are capable of becoming. I said, why would God? I want to be the advocate of that person who's on the edge, who's on the fence, why would God allow these troubles to come? Why would God? If just to endure was the end, it wouldn't make sense that a loving God would allow trouble to come in our life. If just getting through it was the goal, because he knows if you're gonna endure it or not. He knows you're gonna endure it or not. Many are the afflictions. Look at this. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them. He knows you're going to endure it. So if patience was the end result, it wouldn't make sense. But because long suffering is the end result, he says, I need you to know that you can go through hell and not be hellish. I need you to know you can go through broken trusts. You can go through broken commitments and you still keep your word.
He says, I need you to know this, and it's through long suffering that you learn this. And here's what happens when you understand, when you learn this, that you mean I can go through this and not, I can go through the fire and not smell like smoke. Yes, you can. You mean I can go through the flood and not be drowned? Yes, you can. And God says, he says, when you know this, when this becomes truth to you, it takes not only your faith to another level, but it takes your confidence in the gift of God in your life to another level. So then now you're able to look at things, and like the brother who at 80 years old was still saying, give me this mountain. Because Caleb saw the gift of God while he was going through the wilderness. That's long suffering. 40 years. Thank you, God. 40 years in the wilderness. That's long suffering. But in the midst of that, Caleb saw God's hand. And God says, I allow long suffering so you can see me like you've never seen me before. So that you understand the strength of my power in an intimate way. So that when the next time trouble comes, it won't bother you. The next time heartache comes, it won't even shake you. He says, I'm trying to build in you a confidence that won't allow circumstances to change your mind. That's why long suffering is so important. God has hidden the grace of confidence. I need everybody standing. God has hidden the grace of confidence. Listen to this. He's hidden the grace of confidence in the fruit of long suffering. We have so many, we have too many believers who lack confidence because they settle for patience and not long suffering. We're going to talk more about it Wednesday. We're going to talk more about it Wednesday, but right where you are, I want you just to grab hands with that person you're standing beside. Here's what we're going to do.